And Garda Síochána is warning people not to get scammed by cyber criminals in upcoming Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. The call comes as new figures show more than €45 million was stolen through frauds and scams in the second half of last year. And as it is predicted, as much €26 million will be spent on shopping on Black Friday. Cian McCormack has the story. Cian, first, these figures, where are they coming from?
Yeah, well, Gavin, that figure of €45 million that you mentioned stolen through frauds and scams is from a report called Fraud Smart by Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Niamh Davenport is head of financial crime with the Federation, and she says card fraud is going back to levels we haven't seen for years.
It's at the highest levels it has been since 2017. So we're going back to pre-pandemic levels. And a lot of that is driven by online shopping with cards, in particular card not present. And this is where fraudsters use the victim's compromised card information to make purchases online. So with Black Friday happening and obviously in the run-up to Christmas, we really are urging customers to take care.
The Fraud Smart report also shows debit and credit card fraud hit 14.5 million for the second half of 2021, up 18.5%, the highest level since 2017. Again, here's Niamh Davenport.
We're also, with all the restrictions lifted, for example, we're seeing fraud levels return to pre-COVID levels with things like scammed cards in point of sale. So that's where cards have been stolen and used at point of sale, actually in retail. So there's a lot of things that have come back. Fraudsters are very good at adapting to different situations, and that's what they're doing again now.
€26 million is expected to be spent next Friday for Black Friday. Where's this figure coming from, Cian?
Yeah, well, that figure, Gavin, is from AIB. It says €18,000 will be spent every minute next Friday, totaling €26 million for the day. Of course, that's a prediction. Last year, that figure was €25,000 spent every minute. And if you do the calculation on that, that's a drop of €7,000 per minute. John Brennan, head of SME banking at AIB, explained why.
So what we see this year on Black Friday is probably a normalisation of customer behaviours. If we look back to 2020 and 2021, the Irish consumer was impacted by COVID and the associated restrictions. And that would have driven a lot of activity online and probably a reduction in footfall in the physical locations. So this year, what we see is a normalisation of that. But as you say, €26 million at an average rate of €18,000 per minute is a huge amount of activity online over the course of that day.
So that spend is expected to be down this year. The cost of living crisis, is that the reason why?
I think what we'll see, Cian, is that the Irish consumer is going to use Black Friday to seek value. There's going to be a lot of deals out there. And certainly, you know, when we look at behaviour over the last number of years, consumers are spreading that spend over the course of November, Black Friday in particular, into December as they prepare for the Christmas period.
On Garda Síochána, Cian, is concerned. What's it calling on people to do?
Yeah, it's calling for people to be alert when they're shopping online. So essentially, Gavin, if you see a bargain that's too good to be true, well, then it's probably too good to be true. Here's Detective Chief Superintendent Patrick Lorden of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau.
We would be warning all shoppers thinking of shopping online, even if they're a regular shopper online, to beware of the risk you're taking, both on this Friday and on Monday and coming up to the Christmas. There are a lot of criminals out there setting up fake websites, setting up fake ads on social media. So you need to be aware of that and be very alert to it. Do a little bit of research. Don't hand over your money to the first person you see on social media, hoping that this product will be delivered. You have to ask yourself the question, Cian, you know, would you hand over €50 or €100 to somebody wearing a dark mask on the street and they're going to go around the corner and come back with the goods? You wouldn't. And that's what people are doing on the internet. They're giving money to people they've never met. They don't know where their business is. They don't know where they live, in the hope that the goods will be supplied by these people. And don't be fooled by any of these ads. Some of these ads can be for items only for 29, 39, 59 euro. Because what the criminals are doing, if they add up 400 people, you know, at 30 euros, that's a lot of money to them. The multiplier is greater for the smaller amounts of money because people are even less cautious than they would be with larger amounts of money.
Detective Chief Superintendent Patrick Lorden there. I also spoke to shoppers in Dublin about shopping safely, and the first woman I met had been scammed online.
There's a lot of fraudsters out there, so people should be very careful, very careful. I don't shop online. I think I'm afraid of giving my credit card details. I think in the day we're living, it's a very dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, I'd be very conscious of what sites I'd be on, you know, so it's, unless it's one of the ones that I know, I wouldn't like to shop anywhere else now.
Were you ever scammed online?
I was, yeah.
Were you? What happened?
I was putting a book onto my Kindle. I was away and I couldn't get into it. And they said, oh, just go into this website. And it said it cost you €1.45. I should have known. And
Too good to be true. Was it a bestseller for €1.45?
No, the book was more, but they just said to get in, to get the connection, they were charging me €1.45. So AIB got on to me right away and they said €50 has gone out. We can't stop that, but nothing else will go out of your account.
So, Gavin, if people find themselves in that kind of situation, the woman found herself in, being scammed, or if they find themselves scammed online, the advice from Gardaí is that they should contact their local bank immediately and also contact their local Garda station.
Cian, thank you. That report by Cian McCormack.